your engines!
Seven races to go here. Let's keep our head in this thing.
Roll on through. Same gas.
Start your engines and smoke the tires. This is Inside Alabama Racing with your host, Tommy Prater.
Here's the reason for this full course yellow that we are under at the moment.
Stay with the sports station, WNSP, for NASCAR news, interviews with drivers, crew members, and track officials around the state and around the nation.
Fired up. Stay on the racetrack if you can. Stay on the racetrack if you can.
The side of my mirror says objects appear faster than they appear.
No, he's that fast.
Inside Alabama Racing is brought to you by Alabama Pipe and Supply, Judy's Place, and Wave Distributors.
Oh, yeah, guys. This is what it's all about right here. Got a guitar. Hell yeah.
Have you seen any of the replay? They have called one of our teammates to the trailer. Oh, bye.
Now, here's Tommy Prater.
Boogity. Let's go racing, drivers.
Welcome to Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater. On what is a Chamber of Commerce Day here along the Gulf Coast, it is absolutely beautiful, and we head into a big weekend of racing at Martinsville, coming off of a weekend of almost no racing because of the Easter weekend. Pensacola Five Flag Speedway did slide in on Friday night to open its regular season with four great classes of cars, some return winners, and some names we're familiar with. Tonight on the program, former Mobile International Speedway champ and Pensacola Five Flag Speedway champ, Brandon Fowler will join us. He's returned to the Sportsman Division, and he came up with a huge win on Friday night, along with a bunch of other winners, including Cameron Latham, which is second of the year already, Hunter Johnson in the trucks, and John Heil in the outlaw division. As we get ready to look towards this weekend racing at Martinsville, we'll go to the Xfinity Series. And none other than Stuart Haas's driver, Riley Herbst, will preview what we can expect this weekend at Martinsville, and we'll catch up with him so far in the 2021 season. Also, for local race fans, there is a huge local connection for Riley, and we'll talk about it during that segment. This weekend, Sunny South Raceway crowns its champions from 2020, and with our continuing look of last year's champions, we'll bring in Michaela Loper to talk about her season and what she's got going on so far. We'll wrap it all up with the Moose, right here on the fastest hour in radio, WNSP, part of the Sounds of Mobile.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero. Join me and Jackson Court every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 as we bring you the best experts from around the world of golf, from fitness to mental coaching, players to other coaches, to help you play better golf here on the Dew Sweepers Golf Show.
The Dew Sweepers Golf Show, presented by McConnell Automotive and brought to you by Winsell's Oyster House, Alabama Orthopedic Clinic, Corona, and by Taco Mama. Saturday mornings at 7, only on 105.5 FM, WNSP, and WNSP.com.
Since 1997, Alabama Pipe and Supply has served Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida as a company solely dedicated to providing quality products and services. Alabama Pipe and Supply carries all types of plastic, metal, and concrete pipes, providing corrugated metal, plastic, PVC pipes of all sizes, all types of fittings and connectors, and they specialize in driveways and culverts. They also carry numerous types of geotextiles, such as erosion mats, filter fabrics, and silt fence. Visit alabamapipe.com for more information.
At Alabama, Coach Saban talks about the process. It's about doing everything the right way all the time to be successful. While at Dex Imaging, we believe in the process as well. Do the job right and take care of your customers to help them be more successful. With locations throughout the Southeast, including Mobile, Birmingham, and Tuscaloosa, put the process to work for your business. Contact the professionals at Dex Imaging. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of the Crimson Tide.
Blue Water Yacht Sales' goal is to help you find the right boat for you and your family to enjoy the water. And now is the time to check out their boats from Regulator, Jupiter, Albemarle, Pioneer, and Bulls Bay, or one of their used boats. Yamaha is now offering up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 5 years of warranty protection. Get your boat serviced now for the summer so you can relax and enjoy when you're ready to head out. Visit BlueWaterYachtSales.net for inventory and other incentives, or stop by Blue Water Yacht Sales on the East I-65 Service Road or off Marina Road in Orange Beach.
This is Inside Alabama Racing on 105.5 FM and streaming live on WNSP.com. Keeping it mostly between the lines, here's Tommy Prater.
Welcome back to Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater. Steven, who normally runs the board for us, is down at the Masters show, so I got a rookie in there in the shop tonight. For those of y'all who are familiar with our station, Clint Crouch has been here longer than anybody, and he's running the board. I think I'm the rookie. So we may have a few hiccups tonight, but I'm sure Clint's going to keep me covered on that. Every week, our program is brought to you by Judy's. We had a big gang today for Cobbler Day. It was absolutely phenomenal. Dee did a terrific job. Our friends over at Wade Distributors, Southwest Alabama's flooring leaders. And if you have any flooring needs, they can get you taken care of. And, of course, David Jones and the gang at Alabama Pipe and Supply, big supporters of local racing, and really appreciate all they do for us and everyone else in racing. This weekend, Sunny South Raceway is back in action, and part of Saturday night's program is recognition of its 2020 champions. And with that, let's bring in a young lady who was the team champ kart class champion for 2020, Michaela Loper. Michaela, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got several topics I'd like to talk to you about. First, for our listeners, team champ kart class is a lot of words there. Can you tell our listeners kind of what you drive on a regular basis out at Sunny South?
I drive a race kart. It's a team champ kart. We usually don't have, we have a blue plate on it. It don't really go that fast, but for now I moved up to a senior champ, which is a bit faster.
So for our listeners, all those terms you just used was over everybody's head. They don't know about plates. You know what I mean? They don't know about carts. So let's start off with a description. The cart that you drive has a little bit of a body and a roll cage on it, would you say?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay. And you've got a seat that comes with a seat belt.
Yes, sir. We have two seat belts we have to hook up to the back for my shoulders, the two hip belts. And then we have our bottom belt, just to make sure we're all safe.
And that's, I guess, where I was going with the question, because a lot of people think about carts, and they think about an old-style cart that is open, no roll bar, no seat, well, I have seats, but no harnesses, and not very much safety involved in them. But you guys, what y'all are running, there's a lot of safety there.
Yes, sir, there is.
Now, do you run a Hans or any type of head and neck restraint device?
Yes, sir, we do.
So do you run a Hans? Do you run, what kind of device do you run?
A Hans device.
Excellent product. I'm glad your dad was paying attention at the Hans deal, because those are really important. I know that when you talk to my son, Thomas, he will tell you that that saved his life down there at Sunny South Raceway. So you have graduated now from the team champ to what class did you say you were running this year?
A senior champ.
Senior champ. Now, are you in the same cart with a different kind of plate? And so for our listeners, tell us what the plate means. You and I are talking about plate. Tell them what the plate means.
It's a restrictor plate. So, like, in our Mighty Mike class, they have a smaller hole in it. So it makes them go slower so I can't go as fast as, like, for the littler kids. But for my class, we have no plate on it now. The teen champ, it has a little bit bigger hole than the junior ones do. That's just to make sure that we ain't going too fast so the little ones don't get hurt.
So the bigger the hole, the faster you go. The higher up the ladder you go, the bigger the hole.
Yes, sir.
Right? So right. And so now at Sunny South, are you at the biggest plate now, or are you still got more to go?
No. I have a really big plate now. I have no plate, Ashley. I'm sorry.
No plate.
So
getting all that it can get. Do you like going that fast?
Oh, definitely. I love the speed.
Well, you know, as I talk to racers, a lot of, you'll get speed sometime, but the other answer I get a lot is being able to compete and the competition of outsmarting other drivers. Which do you like better, the speed or the competition?
The competition.
Yeah, and speaking of that, your brother was on the show a few months ago, Eli, and he was talking some trash about how he passed you in one of these races. Is there any truth to that?
It is true, but on my defense, his car was actually lighter, but he has had more experience in racing than me.
So
he's been racing since he was little. This is only my second year
racing. So what you're saying is, yeah, so he did pass you, but he was cheating, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, right. And so he didn't explain that to all the listeners. You know, when he was on the show, he was just talking about how he passed you, you know.
He likes to brag a lot. That's just him.
So, Michaela, you've had a lot of success already. Your whole family's into racing, your dad, your brother. Do you see, like, you want to keep going to however far this goes, or is this just something to do till you get your driver's license?
I'm going to keep on going, especially when I get my driver's license, because I'll be able to pull my own trailer instead of having dad pull it.
And then you don't have to wait on him, right?
Obviously.
Well, Michaela, the music means I got to go. Thank you for joining us. Have fun this Saturday night, and good luck.
Thank you.
Michaela Loper, the 2020 Team Champ Kart Class Champion at Sunny South Raceway. She'll pick up a trophy this Saturday night as she continues to campaign her senior champ car in 2021. All of last year's champions, congratulations. And Sunny South Raceway will be open on Saturday night. When we come back, Xfinity driver Riley Hurt right here on WNSP.
This is Inside Alabama Racing on 105.5 FM and streaming live on WNSP.com. Once again, bumping and grinding, shoving and rubbing, and that's just at the breakfast buffet. Here's Tommy Prater.
Welcome back to Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater. Thank you for joining us this evening. Fun show lined up for us tonight. Michaela Loper stepped in to talk about her championship from last year. In just a few minutes, Stuart Haas Racing's Riley Herbst will join us. And we'll wrap up the show with Brandon Fowler. And, of course, this week's edition of the Moose Call when we talk to Thomas about what's going on in his neck of the woods. Every week, our program is brought to you by Wade Distributors, Southwest Alabama's flooring leader. Whatever kind of floors you have or think you need to go by and visit them because there's some new stuff out there that's absolutely phenomenal. They'll come old stuff away. Two locations here in Mobile, one in Mobile, one in Foley. They'll get you fixed up. Also, our program happens because of Alabama Pipe and Supply. David Jones and his people are big supporters of local racing, and that plant's getting closer and closer to being up and running in Troy, Alabama, another big improvement and a big upgrade for a local company here in South Alabama. And, of course, we couldn't do our program without our friends over at Judy's Place. Great food, great atmosphere. It just doesn't get any better than the folks at Judy's Place. Of course, Wednesday is Cobbler Day. Wednesday is Cobbler Day, and we had the usual crowd along with Mobile International Speedway's new promoter, Gina Shill Knowles, and just can't say enough about the folks at Judy's and all the people that are continuing to set new records over there every week as we move on down the road. Speaking of setting records and moving down the road, it's time for our next guest, Riley Earps from Las Vegas. He is in the NASCAR Xfinity Series for Stuart Haas Racing. And with that, let's bring in the young man from Las Vegas. Riley, how you doing, man?
What's up, Tommy? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. I don't know if you know this or not, and I know our listeners do not, but we're getting ready to put some news on them. You have a really strong connection to Mobile and racing here on the Gulf Coast on your race team.
Yeah. Oh, let's hear it.
Your engineer, DJ Vandley, is a multiple-time late model champion at Mobile and Pensacola.
I've heard that. He's a wheelman himself.
Oh, my goodness. He went door-to-door with Chase Elliott for the win at the Snowball Derby a few years ago. And, of course, he came up second, which is why he's an engineer now, and Chase Elliott's a driver for Hendrick, right?
I don't think that. I think DJ can still get it done for sure.
He, you know, I think he's got a sprint car or something coming online. So it ought to be fun to see DJ back behind the wheel again. And, you know, reads me into a serious question. As your engineer and a guy that's charged with helping you get around these places and the time y'all spend in the simulator together and so on and so forth, does DJ, having been a race car driver before, does that make it easier for you guys to communicate?
For sure. I just think that he knows what I'm looking for in the race car as well, because he's been a race car driver himself, and he knows what it takes to go fast and win, and so he can kind of relate to what I'm feeling behind the wheel. So all that stuff really helps, and him, our other engineer, Justin, and our crew chief, Richard, are working really well together, and we're looking forward to it.
Riley, you got off to a rough start this year.
Tell me about
it. Yeah. Well, I was being kind. But your last two races, once we got to where we could get the car to the finish line, a top 10 and a top 5, you guys got to be fired up about that.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I feel like all of our races, if we were able to finish, we've been in top 5 or top 10 positions, and we've just been getting taken out by other competitors, other misfortunes on my doing or other people's doing, which sucks, but we're moving forward now and hopefully get another top 5 at Martinsville this weekend.
I'm glad you brought that up, and I don't want to get you in any trouble, but I do want to ask you a question. So our buddy Noah Gregson has made a lot of hay this year about being taken out by other people and being involved in other stuff, and I think that happens to everybody in their career at one time or another. But when you get that microphone put in your face right after tearing up a race car that's not your fault, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's incident is different, and everybody handles their stuff in different ways. But it's extremely tough, and people will forget that. Like, we're coming competing for our careers and whatnot, and when things don't go our way, it's frustrating to us because we're all passionate, we're all competitive, and you know that as well, too. And you're just trying to do the best you can for your team and your sponsors, and you try to win, and then somebody shoves a microphone in your face, and sometimes you say stuff you're not supposed to. But it is what it is, and it's part of racing.
Well, now, and so for Noah, that's turned into he's got a pretty good left hook there that I didn't know he had. So on a tail of the tape, you could be in trouble because you're kind of a small guy, but you're wiry, huh? You'd be able to get around him pretty good?
I don't know. I hope we just win these races and we don't have to fight anybody. That's my plan.
So let's talk about races. Martinsville's coming up. You were, from everywhere I can see, you have not been to Martinsville yet. Is that right? This will be your first trip?
I finished sixth there last year, my first time. So it was a decent track for
us.
Hopefully we can make a few spots better this year.
And for our listeners and for racers that are listening, because we have a whole lot of young racers that are listening to the program every week, at Martinsville, for you, what's the key to successfully getting around that place?
So many things, Tommy. Keeping your cool, making sure you keep your right front, right rear tire on it, making sure you keep both bumpers on it, and try to beat in the last 10 laps. And I think the people who can manage the brakes and tires and themselves are going to win the race.
The thing in talking with guys over the years about Martinsville, about what they, the word that comes up a lot when I talk to successful guys at Martinsville is the word rhythm. And that's keeping the rhythm in the car with the brakes and the gas, the brakes and the gas. Is that a good word for you, or would you use something else?
No, I think rhythm is a really good word. It's so, I don't know how to put it in a better context, but rhythm is really good. It's just, you kind of listen to the motor, it kind of just rocks you back and forth a little bit to like a Bristol-esque, but it's completely different racetracks. But it's got the same kind of fundamentals with rhythm, and you just try to log laps and try to be there with the last 10 laps.
Equipment continues to get better and better. But Martinsville is still one of those places, as you mentioned, you need to conserve your brakes. How difficult is that when you're racing for position or you're racing to catch the guy in front of you to try to conserve a little bit?
Yeah, it's really busy, and it's kind of tough, to be honest with you, just because you're trying to pass people and you're trying to keep people behind you, but you also don't want to burn up too much of your tires or brakes, and so it's a super fine line, and that's what makes it fun, though, because you can see the people who use their stuff up too much, and they go forward, and then they go backwards real quick. So it's kind of cool, like back old-school short track racing, and just trying to manage it the best.
I'm glad you used that term, old-school, because you're a guy that's been known to go really, really fast at the mile-and-a-half and the super speedways. Do you like going to a short track like Martinsville?
I do. I've really taken a liking to these mile and a half the last few years, and I've enjoyed them a lot. But I grew up on the short bull rings back out west, and I feel like everybody's been growing up on short tracks nowadays. But they're a lot of fun, and it kind of takes me back to when I started racing.
I know you like the half miles. Where do the new road courses that are coming online this year, how do you feel about those things?
I like them. I'm excited to get up to Coda and see what that place has in store. I feel like we were running third or fourth at the Daytona road course earlier in the year, and they wrecked in front of us. So that's frustrating, but we do have speed on the road courses, which is always good to know.
Well, the road course in Daytona, with all that happened, I don't really even consider that a real road course race. But it was. I mean, it's going to go down in the history books as one, but that was a hang-on, hope-to-goodness-we-get-through race.
Yeah, I don't know. I, to be honest with you, I really enjoy that track. It's a lot of fun, so I kind of hope we get to go there back next year. So, yeah, we'll see what happens, though.
Road America with the ARCA Series?
Yes, we did. Finished. I think we had a good day. I think we finished second up there in the ARCA car. So excited to get back there again this year and see what we got.
Most unusual place I think I've ever been to as far as racetrack goes is 4.5 miles long. Takes you 30 minutes. It doesn't take you 30 minutes. But it takes forever to get around that place.
It does indeed. A lot of fun, though.
Well, buddy, the music means we got to go. I appreciate you stopping in and taking a few minutes with us. Do me a favor, when you see Mr. Vanderly, just bap him up the head, upside the head, and tell him I still love him, you know, and he'll know who it came from.
Thank you. Thanks, Tommy. I really appreciate you having me on.
All right, buddy. Riley Earps from Las Vegas. Good luck this weekend. What a fun guy. He's so, I've gotten to know Riley over the years in the garage, and he's quiet, but I think the best word I can come up with is intense. I mean, he is deadly serious about what he's doing, and he's very fast. When we come back, Brandon Fowler, right here on WNSP.
This is Inside Alabama Racing on 105.5 FM and streaming live on WNSP.com. The only driver that needs the jaws of life to get in and out of his race car. Here's Tommy Prater.
Alabama Racing, I'm Tommy Prater. Thank you for joining us. Fun show tonight. Michaela Loper got us started. Xfinity driver Riley Herbst. And a lot of people don't know about some of the talent, I call it brain drain, that's happened from our area that's in North Carolina. There's a bunch. DJ Vanderlee is up there. The one that a lot of people working for Stuart Haas, a lot of people are unaware of our most decorated racer from Mobile, works at Hendrick Motorsports and started brand new there with Jimmy Johnson in the early 2000s and owns all of Jimmy Johnson's championship rings and a few more. And that's Robbie Geist from Mobile, who is probably our most successful racer up there. Of course, everybody knows Grant Enfinger in the car and others that have been up there, but we'll try to get more and more of them on the line for us over the course of time, because they are, it's all fun to listen to how they got there and how they ended up doing what they're doing. For instance, Robbie Geist now has worked his way up. He's the last guy that touches it. Each Hendrick car, his team goes over each Hendrick car before they say it's ready to go to the racetrack. So it's very, very cool what some of our guys are doing. In just a few minutes, Pensacola's Brandon Fowler will join us. Every week, our program is brought to you by Alabama Pipe and Supply. David Jones and his people are big supporters of local racing, and we appreciate them continuing to support this show. Our friends over at Judy's Place, Wednesday is Cobbler Day. It was absolutely phenomenal. Great food, great people, great atmosphere. Go by and see them. And then, of course, our buddies over at Wade Distributing, Steve and Danielle. I tell you, you need to go see them in person just to understand all of the new flooring products that are out there. You may think you want carpet. You may think you want hardwood. You may think you want blank. But you just got to really go check out all the products here in Mobile on the Beltline and down in Foley for your house at the beach. Well, this past weekend, Pensacola opened its 2021 season with a barrage of local cars. Cameron Latham won his second. Hunter Johnson won in the Truck Series. And John Heil won a huge Outlaw win. And over in the Sportsman Division, well, it's a name we've talked about for a long time here along the Gulf Coast, but not for a while. And with that, let's bring in the Sportsman winner from Friday night at Pensacola, our buddy Brandon Fowler. Brandon, how you doing, man?
Oh, buddy, I'm doing good this evening. How you doing, Mr. Tommy?
I'm doing great. I got a lot of questions for you. So listen, okay. I want to start with something. I read or saw that you have 5 championships at Pensacola. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We got, one of them was in the bomber class back in 2007, and 4 right. coming from the Sportsman Division. So, yes, sir, 5 altogether.
And at least 1 or 2 at Mobile? How many at Mobile?
2 in Mobile. 1 in the Bomber in 2007 also. We won both championships that year, Pensacola and Mobile. And then 2012, I believe it is, in Mobile, which we also had won the championship that same year at Pensacola. So, but, yes, sir, 2 in Mobile.
So with all the success, all the wins, all the championships, it didn't really surprise me when I didn't see you at the racetrack a lot last year. for our listeners, where were you?
Well, just, you know, taking some time to myself, you know, with my family, and especially with my son, you know, Colin. He's gotten big, you know, for those who, you know, don't know him exactly. He turned 12 back in February, and he's been, you know, he's just doing his own thing. And, you know, I got him in a go-kart, and we do some go-kart racing, you know, when we can. And so it's really just, you know, taking, you know, time to myself and just kind of concentrating on that and, you know, doing the family thing for a little while.
So I've seen the pictures with you and Colin from the kart tracks, and he's very successful himself. And I just want to warn you here about starting your son racing, because at 12, it won't be too many more years before he's sizing up your seat for somebody else.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And he's certainly come a long ways, and he's definitely got a lot of talent. And, you know, he's definitely going to take over for old dad, you know, here sometime, probably sooner than later. So it's coming, that's for sure.
It's not all bad, trust me. Okay, just so you know, it's not all bad.
Yes.
And racing in your, you know, racing is a family business over at your shop. And Bill Roth and I were talking about this at lunch earlier this week. And I couldn't remember, but you have told me before the story about where the 00 came from in your family and how it's been handed down to you. So please tell it to me again.
Well, Bryson all started for, you know, our family with my dad and my Uncle Clyde. And he was the original 00, and they started in 1968. So, of course, Mr. Glenn, he was a young buck back then. My Uncle Clyde was too. Clyde was a little older than my dad. So, but Clyde did the driving, and Dad, you know, worked on the car, crew chief, whatnot. So, the story went that, I think my dad and, you know, some friends, or I can't remember exactly, had went out and watched the races, you know, one night. And then when they got done, you know, it was just, you know, it was a thrill to him, obviously. Dad was probably 16, 17 years old at the time. So I went back, talked to my uncle, his brother Clyde, about it. So brought him back to the track the next week. He got a kick out of it. And then I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and Dad, he'll correct me when this is over with, but their third time they'd ever went to the racetrack, they brought a race car. So naturally, when they got there, you know, there was, you know, an old their old beach buggy or whatever that they used to drive out there on the beach back when you could, on the dunes and everything. So they brought their old beach buggy out there. That was going to be their race car, and well, they told them, you need a number. So they just kind of said, well, you know, what number are we going to be? So I'm not sure if it was Dad or Clyde that decided on the numbers, 00, because that was, you know, an easy number to, you know, do right, you know, on the spot there with a can of spray paint or paintbrush or however they did it. So that's how it went there, Mr. Tommy, is that's where the 00 started with them two. So when they first showed up with their race car and needed a number, that's the first thing to come to mind right there. Two zeros was, you know, pretty easy to write.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, have you ever asked them, you know, 10 would have been a lot cheaper because you cut half as much vinyl, right, to make the zero.
Right.
Or did they make
that's
the,
right.
You know, did they make, I guarantee you this is how it happened. They made the first zero, and one brother looked at the other and said, nah, you didn't make it right. So he made the second zero.
That's right. And very well, you very well could be right there.
Brandon, you've had a lot of success, and we talked about racing with your son last year, and I'm going to pre-warn you again that can be habit forming, so be careful with that.
But
Friday night you had a phenomenal night, led wire to wire, just a classic, a smooth Brandon Fowler win. Can we expect you to run for an eighth championship this year in that class?
Yes, so that's the plan right now, Mr. Tommy, is we would like to get that eighth championship, which it's a long season ahead of us. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the sportsmen run twice as many races near about as they did last year, so a lot more racing ahead of everybody. So it's, as you well know, with y'all's racing and all that y'all have done, it's definitely a long season ahead, and you got to have some luck on your side to win them championships. But it certainly was a good start this past Friday night.
Look, and wouldn't you say an attitude, a different kind of attitude when you're driving on the racetrack to stay focused on the championship and not what's happening around you right that second?
Absolutely. When we come to the racetrack, our main focus is that we want to win. We want to, you know, do good for our race team and certainly our sponsors and everyone that, you know, is a part of what we do and that contribute the way they do. Because that's the most satisfaction, you know, that we get right there, is being able to get up on that front straight away, get out, hold that checkered flag, hoist that first place trophy, do our interview with Mr. Bill Roth, and that's our main focus each and every time when we show up, is we want to win. But you know, we certainly, as you know, you get towards the end of the season, you start thinking about the points too, and so
right.
Well, it's simple math, you know, and all. You definitely pay more attention to it. I think
it's simple. It's simple math, Brandon. It's simple math.
Right.
If you win every week, you win the championship, right? That's pretty simple, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Well, buddy, the music means the music means I got to go. I appreciate you being with us. Good luck. Tell your dad I said hello. We'll see you at the racetrack.
This is Inside Alabama Racing on 105.5 FM and streaming live on WNSP.com. Reach up and pull them tight one more time, because it's time to get back on the track. Here's Tommy Prater.
Welcome back to Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater. Thank you for joining us on what is an absolutely beautiful afternoon here along the Gulf Coast. Great show. Michaela Loper picking up her trophy this weekend, championship trophy. Brandon Fowler, Riley Herbst. And now it's time for this week's oh, before we get to Thomas, I just got a text from our friends at Talladega Super Speedway. There are very few tickets left for Sunday. If you plan on going to the races in a couple of weeks, get on the phone, 877-GO-2-DAGA. Very few tickets left for Sunday. A few more for Saturday, but Sunday's about sold out. So if you want to go to Dega, you need to get on the stick. Speaking of Dega, let's bring in DeMuth, who's scheduled to make his return to Dega here in just a few weeks. How you doing, bud?
Oh, everything's good. How about you?
I'm good. We had Michaela Loper on a little while ago. She's 14 years old, picking up a championship trophy this weekend down at Sunny South. Seems like I remember doing that somewhere along the lines with somebody. I'm trying to remember. It's been so long ago.
I know, right? It's been a while. You know, that's really cool that, you know, everybody's out there still trying to make it happen. Sorry, do what they can to get out there and go race.
Obviously, it's pretty cool when you can do it with your family. I had Brandon Fowler on a little while ago. He took some time off last year to start racing with his 12-year-old son, Colin. Of course, he came back to Victory Lane Friday night, as you and I saw, but I warned him that if you get him going too quick, he may start sizing up your seat for himself, so you won't stay away from that.
Oh, yeah. That's what you got to do. That's what dads are for. to, you know, go ahead and just steal their seed and make it happen.
It's a lot of fun. Well, I say it's a lot of fun. It can be a lot of fun with the at the right times, and then also it can be not so much fun.
Oh yeah, yep, that's very true.
So, Bud, we're narrowing down towards Talladega. A little over 2 weeks, the car's got to go in the box. How you coming?
Oh, we're actually doing pretty good. A lot better than we usually are. You know, it's coming on along, being able to make a lot of good gains on it, a lot of good strides to make it faster. So we're really looking forward to it here coming up in a couple of weeks.
I think one of the things that I've picked up on this year's effort versus previous years, there's a lot, obviously there's always been attention to detail, but you guys are going back and doing some stuff and checking stuff and creating new things that have never really been created on that car before.
Yeah, that's right. You know, since it wasn't completely destroyed, it seems like I can't ever stay out of the big one when it happens. We were really able to work on stuff that we've never really worked on before, and we know it's going to make the car better, so we're really looking forward to it.
And when we talk about Talladega, when you look on the list, there's only one other driver in the ARCA series that has more laps at Talladega, and that's Brad Smith. And you got a long ways to go to catch him.
Yeah, you're right about that. Now, he's a long-time veteran. I think he's got almost 400 starts in the ARCA series, which is just insane. You know, really glad to see him back at it, you know, after his bad wreck he had a couple years ago. So, you know, everything's looking good.
Brad, I think, had his first start in like 90. You were? You lose you, son?
Yes, sir. I got you now. I could barely hear you, though. Sound like a robot.
I said, Brad.
In my phone.
Brad had his first start in 1988. That was before you were born.
That is very true. You know, he's got it going on, and he still does. So glad to be racing with him. Glad to be racing with some veterans and some young guns. So it'd be interesting to see how it goes.
That have more than two races experience at a super speedway. So that puts your 15 premium and ought to give you a good spot.
Yeah, it really does. You know, if we can get them to get out of line and draft with us and do some sketchy stuff out there at 200 miles an hour, that's what we need. That's what we need to go to the front, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Champ car class champion from Sunny South Raceway. And I asked her, what did she enjoy more, the speed or the competition? Same question to you.
Oh, the speed ain't no thing. It's the competition all day. Just the, you know, getting up there, nose to tail, bumping and grinding with the cars next to you, and just, you know, even if they're your bestest of friends, you know, when you're on the racetrack, they're just another enemy, you know what I mean?
Well, I think on our next show, I'm going to get you to try to sanely explain why bumping and beating and banging at 200 miles an hour is a good idea.
It's always a great idea.
All right, bud. That's the Moose. That's our show. Want to appreciate all of our guests being with us. Michaela, Riley Earps, Brandon Fowler, Moose, racing this weekend at Martinsville and at Sunny South Raceway. Testing Saturday, if we get a good weather, at Mobile International Speedway. Everybody keep their fingers crossed. Everybody, have an awesome week.
Hi, I'm Jeff Corwin. Founded in 1877, American Humane is dedicated